Okay, so I turned on the record, so
You're seeing me.
you can fire away.
Oh, okay. The recording has started.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a personal question. Maybe I'll ask later.
A personal question? No.
You look a bit thin. I don't know. It's my
Thin?
imagination.
No, it's not. It might be because of this color of sweatshirt. Believe me, I'm not thin. I've been eating a lot in our quarantine COVID, so I'm not getting thin. But thank you. If I look thinner on camera, that's very nice.
You're like a
Thanks for
kid in class
the
looking for brownie points. I gotta.
There you go.
Good.
But yeah, this is a picture of Maharaj that came over the ashram, the WhatsApp feed. It was within the last couple of days. So when I saw it, I was like, aha, perfect for Tuesday night.
Yeah, you always have something different, it seems like.
Well, thanks to the ashram. I mean, they take the pictures and put them up there. This one I didn't even have to really Photoshop. It's just the whole full image. Sometimes I'll Photoshop it and put other different stuff in it, but this was exactly as it is.
Oh, it looks fine. It's always amazing to see you, and then there's Ramakant right behind you. It's like he's coming through, his energy's coming through, and you are there to receive it.
All of us,
Yeah.
you are that.
That's a good reminder just to let it in.
Yeah.
For us that don't think that way, don't remember to.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we were talking about before, about when Maharaj was in body form, we'd have to get on an airplane and go over there and bow to the master and all this. But now Maharaj is right here. He was always right here, but now in your kind of mental understanding that Maharaj has left the body, you can then say, oh yes, Maharaj, right here. And that's why in your everyday activities, when you're forgetting yourself and dropping into the illusion, oh, master, sorry, I see this. This is I am not body, I was not body, I'm not gonna remain body. Because Maharaj is there full time, all the time, can with you as your own self. When you're bowing to Maharaj, you're bowing to yourself the self. He said that. You could say that when you're in meditation and you feel that subtle sense of presence or that just I, that I am the consciousness, that's Maharaj without form.
Sir, today before joining the call, I woke up in between during the swoon, and again after that again I slept, again woke up. So there were like mind was in some kind of dreaming. Then before wake up. Is it like, does mind always hold on to the things? Even during the dream, in the waking state.
But again, in the dream state, it's just like the waking state. That's why, let's say you've never climbed a mountain. And in your dream, you're climbing a mountain. Let's say it's a really snowy mountain. You're like, you wanted to climb Mount Everest. Well, in your dream, you climb Mount Everest. Well, you're actually experiencing the climbing of Mount Everest. So what's the difference? Because in the dream, you'll feel the snow. You'll feel the cold. You have a body. You're climbing this mountain. That's just like you could say, oh, I would love to go to the moon. And then you dream and you've gone to the moon. You see yourself in a space capsule. This is, you see, consciousness takes the form. And this form then is the play. So when you say that you're waking up and your mind is holding on to a dream, there's no difference between dream and waking state. The concept is I'm having the experience, and the experience is then impressed in memory as my experience. Just like, I mean, you could say, you know what? I had a great spaceship ride. Because in memory, because you were an individual inside of the dream having a spaceship ride, you experienced being on a spaceship. Just as if you go outside and you look and it's very cold outside and you're experiencing a cold day. The formless presence that's taking the form in the moment of whatever is creating an experience based on you being an experiencer. But all of that is contained within the formlessness that you are, within that consciousness.
In a sense, the formlessness is experiencing itself. The self is a consciousness is experiencing itself.
Yeah, well, everything that has ever experienced is within that bubble of illusion, the consciousness, the presence, sense of existence, whatever you want to say, and it creates, and the forms. These are all just five elemental goo animated by that one presence. And then the sense of individuality is there because of my body. I'm John and you're Kathleen, or you're Rami and I'm John. But again, as Maharaj would say, the same presence that was in the young boy that looked in the mirror, then started looking and okay, now I'm growing some little bit beard as a young man. Oh, it's the same presence, nothing's growing, just that body form, that lump of goo, just like a plant sitting on your counter. Then it gets older and older, and then gray hairs come, and then older still, and then you leave the body. But the presence is not coming or going, it's not leaving the body. For a time, it was identified with an object within itself as I am, as I exist. Maharaj says, if the presence leaves the body, body's a dead body. What to do? Burn or bury? The presence that was in the body is not in the body. It's presence. all of this that's whirling around is just like a dream. You lay down at night, all the dream people are there, having their little dream lives. Like I said, you can climb a mountain. Maybe you're on a spaceship. Maybe you're in a desert. Maybe you're on a desert island. But it's all the formlessness experiencing through form with the concept of being someone that's having an experience. But the formlessness is just there to allow whatever may happen to happen, but has no experience, no experiencer. The easiest way to get in touch with your own self is just to sit and remain. Put the attention on the presence and not on the objects in consciousness, which we would call thoughts. And the thoughts are about the world. Why? Because the mind can't think about anything other than what it knows. The collection of memories and the experiences that you believe you've experienced create what the mind's content is. So mind came, and that's why Maharaj says, mind came along with the body. Prior to the body, there was no mind, because there was nothing.
So if you're in a spaceship and you've actually never been in a spaceship and you have no memory of one except what you see on TV, you're not going to learn anything new because it's already in your mind.
Correct. Well, you can imagine forward. Like, let's say you've seen a bunch of sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
And just like those sci-fi movies were created by someone's imagination, you're sitting there, you're in a spaceship, and you can dream and imagine about this spaceship. And in the dream, you will be having the experience of being on a spaceship and not know the difference, because until you wake up, you don't know it's a dream. Well, once you remain with your selfless self, you will completely understand that all of this waking world is the same, because you're formless.
Is it the same as if, you know, in the waking dream, let's say the dream that's going on right now, there are lots of things that you've never experienced, so they're not in your dream because you've never encountered them before. So how could they be in your... It seems like in this dream you can encounter new things, but not in the night dream. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I have had dreams of things that I never experienced before. The only examples I can think of right away is like I've had dreams that are like of forms that are just they're not like anything else I've ever experienced. I mean, I can remember, first thing that comes to my mind is dreams that I had a long time ago of just kind of a weird sense of form. But then again, I guess, I mean, it still was an experience of an experience. So experience, the experience is somehow coming out of me, even though it's nothing that I ever experienced before. I guess I'll describe this dream. It was, I just felt like I was in a different dimension where there was nothing recognizable, but it was just forms. This is back when I was about 12 years old or something. It was just forms that were impressing upon me, like feelings of goodness and oppression. It was changing from really pleasant feelings to oppressive type, not negative per se, but like just, anyway, stuff like that.
So, well, and the thing like Maharaj would say is, you're video shooting that dream. All of those experiences and all of those things that were going on within that dream, you were seeing that, even though you were seeing the overall and you were seeing from a quote individualized perspective from that dream. So,
right.
And that's where when you lay down at sleep at night and a dream world is projected, you automatically know that it's formless and that all the forms that you're seeing are arising from that formlessness. When you wake up, you know that it was absolutely a dream. When you remain with your selfless self, you will see that all these forms that are arising from your formlessness are absolutely not real, not true. And when you really remain with your selfless self, you know that nothing is there. That this formlessness, the space in the room, has no touch with the objects that are appearing within it. So there's not a, none of this has ever happened. You'll know that. You'll know it immediately because you're formless. There's no deed, there's no doer.
At that point, you could almost say that the world has disappeared.
You will pay no attention to it. That's why I think Ramana Maharshi or Papaji talks about the moon. And, you know, during the daylight, the moon is still there, but you don't see it. And just like the world, it's not really there. You're not really there because your formless presence that's using this form in the moment to do whatever needs doing, but there's no touch of I'm a doer or this is my life or how, what will happen to this body after I leave the body or any of these things, because it is just like a dream. The formlessness, the you that you're experiencing yourself through, is a fluffy cloud that changed form. And when the form is no longer available, the presence still is. It's just not experiencing as you.
Sir, as you have said here, so the world, the question is, as the day progressing, maybe after waking up in the morning, now, just now, maybe a dream was there, but pure silence is there. But, you know, there is no much of trace of any identification with the content of the mind, with the thoughts. But as the day progresses, somehow, willingly or unwillingly, the fear of the losing the job or fear of the vehicle hitting me while riding the bike. So then again, start identifying with that situation, with that contents, you know, whatever the mind is perceiving in that very moment, whatever the thought it is projecting, I start identifying with that. This awareness is subdued.
No, the awareness, you're just not paying attention to it. You're paying attention to the thought stream because
I'm identified with it.
Yeah, the thought stream, you're looking at it as if it's important, as if it's something that you need to look at. But you can remain with presence. See, you're still understanding yourself as I'm a body form that's experiencing presence. But presence is, you are not.
But this idea of I'm the body, it's not a constant, you know. It's just riding. I'm rising and rising and going. And again, you know, after a certain point of time, when the leisure comes or when there are no things to stress out, and then, you know, this identification is again, you know, subsiding. So can we aware when this is, you know, rising, when I am about to start identifying with it, such that, you know, the body mind can involve with the day-to-day activities like earning the bread or maybe whatever that things to be engaged in that very moment. But without not, as you say, like, you know, not taking the touch of it.
Yeah, how could we stop? Because when you sit in meditation, mantra, it only takes a moment that, okay, this, just this, so that I am that. I open my eyes and I see, but everything that I see, I'm not. I'm that formless presence. You have
because
to be
here there is no demand, right?
No, but see, that conviction takes immediate form of this presence. So, okay, say something is happening and it appears to be happening. You're not broken of, I'm not going to be presence just for a moment while I go fix this situation that I think needs fixing. No, you're formless presence, spontaneous action in the moment. Whatever's happening is happening. And then the action subsides. There's not a, there's no need to create a, I'm Rami having Rami's experience. When I'm bike riding, I have to worry about the cars hitting me. Okay, when you are riding and there's no thought stream, you can ride a bike quite nicely, look, but there's no like fear of, oh, this might happen or that might happen and I'm projecting it and then following the projections. Instead of following the projections, I remain with my selfless self and I bike ride quite nicely. I go into work and I see the things that need doing. I use this body form. What do? I might create a things to do list on the side just to keep everything nice. But I'm not sitting there saying, uh-oh, if I don't get all this stuff done and I'm so backed up and my boss is going to hate me and my customers are going to be angry with me and then I might lose my job and I might be homeless. No, it's a nice little list and we just go and what's next? Okay, what's next? What's next? I don't take the touch because I'm formless. Absolutely know this. There's no John's life. It's a dream. So how am I going to get all involved in this dream and say, oh, this terrible thing is happening. Oh, this terrible thing is happening. No, the spontaneous conviction. It only needs one time. You just sit in meditation and it will happen for you because it's the truth. And it just, okay, so that I am that, just I. It's so deep and that's all that's needed. And then go about and do your job, do your duties. That's why Maharaj says meditation for 10 hours, 11 hours in a well, it's not needed. 1 minute is sufficient for you. He says this because if you just touch yourself even one time, oh, so that I am that. Now somebody says, are you enlightened? No such thing as enlightenment. You say as you wish. Okay, I'm here. Mind stops because I'm no longer concerned with this illusory thing that I used to call myself and my life and my experiences and all this sort of stuff. I'm no longer concerned. I don't take the touch. So mind stops because there's no longer a, there's nothing. So then I can bike ride. I can be in traffic, drive the car, still pay attention. As a matter of fact, you're hyper awareness probably because you're not aware of anything except yourself. And in being aware of yourself, you're aware without any covering. You're just here. Okay, yes. And you can go and you can do shopping, you know? Matter of fact, this last couple of days, I went and I bought these cheese blintzes from Giant. And then I realized, oh, they need like a little convection oven thing. I don't have that. I have a regular oven, but it's gas. I haven't used it in years. So what happens? I have these little blintzes. I say, okay, I go online. I look for an oven. Instead, I say, okay, let's go to Walmart. Go to Walmart, pick up this oven, come back, boom, eat my blintzes. Very happy. The whole thing went through. No thought about it. No wondering. Oh, traffic's going to be terrible. Or, oh, it's Christmas time. Who goes to Walmart at Christmas time? You must be nuts. But I just went in. I picked up this thing. I went to the register. I paid for it. I got back in my car. I drove away. There was no experience, no experiencer. There was no worry. There was no taking the touch of, oh, my God, I bought these damn blintzes and I have no way to make them. And I really want cheese blintzes. No, it was just a nice flow.
Pick up the water. You didn't have an expectation there.
Put it down. Pick up the water, drink, put it down. Buy the blintzes, pick up the water, put it down. Don't have way to cook the blintzes. Pick up the water, put it down. Look on the internet for a way. How do you do this? Can you do it in the microwave? No? Okay. So you need one of these little convection oven thingies. Pick it up, put it down. get in the car, drive to Walmart. Don't think about the traffic, nothing. Just enjoy with your selfless self. Pick up the water, drink it, put it down. No touch.
Sir, for a normal, generally, for a normal human. So
but you're not human and you're not normal. You are that spontaneous presence. You are that. You have to have this conviction. You are that. You are that formless presence. You are not Rami. Rami is an object that's being able to be used so you can experience inside yourself this consciousness, this creative experience. But you're not Rami. So you don't sit there and say, oh, for you, your mind is stopped. You can do these things, but for a normal person who has a mind, but you're not a normal person, you don't have a mind. There's no difference because you're formless presence. The presence in that body, the presence in this body, the presence in Maharaja's body, the presence in Nisargadatta Maharaja's body, and the presence in Jesus Christ is all one presence, because that is all there is.
No, if you see here, right, I am about to start identifying myself with the body. Then you hit me with that reminder. You know, that's where, you know, this drama comes again and again in the day-to-day life.
Because you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. In meditation, you come into contact with yourself in that way. That's it. That's all there is. Just like Maharaj said, this presence, that's it. There's nothing else. There is nothing except your selfless self. No God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. So when somebody says, oh, how is the Brahman? No. Brahman is a word that's used to label the spontaneous presence that's invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. Oh, what about God? No, God is a word that came along with the body that is there to label the invisible, unidentified identity that you are, spontaneous presence within the body. And not even within the body, because it's just presence. Rami is a cover. John is a cover.
I think it's actually a construct. Is you're constructing it in based on your conditioning. It's a constructed, it's not real, it's a construct.
And mantra erases that conditioning, or those, as Maharaj calls it, those illusory layers, slowly, silently, and permanently. The fire, you remove the ash, the fire is there. The fire is presence, your own selfless self. Burning brightly, always there, covered by only appearance of covering of ash or covering of illusory concepts. The conditioning, again, is the wrong perception. That's why Maharaj talks about the mantra, erasing the wrong files, the antivirus software. Because the conditioning is from this perspective of being a body form, I'm seeing and experiencing a world based on this wrong idea that I'm a body in it. And mantra erases all that slowly, silently, and permanently. All the knowledge that you have gained with this body, completely useless for knowing yourself. All of the experiences that you've experienced using this body, your selfless self never had. None of this, everything you've ever known, everything you've ever done, everything you've ever experienced is within the bubble of illusion.
So there is experience, but no experiencer.
Well, again, only within the body-based illusion do you have experience. You're formless.
Yeah.
When you kind of imagine this body-based illusion, then you can have an experience because you have a body form and you're in a, quote, form-based existence where you can interact with other forms.
Yeah, the true self doesn't experience anything.
Correct. Prior to body, prior to beingness, there was nothing. After leaving body, there's nothing. In this body-based illusion of experiencing and existing, then you're able to have experiences as using this body form. At first, you're identified as this body form as John, having John's life. Afterwards, its spontaneous presence is experiencing, using a object within objects to experience the objectification of that which has no objects, no attributes of any kind.
It's all part of the dream.
Yes. Prior to, that's why Maharaj says, all your relations came along with the body. Prior to body, you had no relations. Prior to body, there was no world. Spirit click with the body and you start to see from this wrong perception and gain experience of I'm a body in a world having experiences. None of that's true. Just as when you lay down at night and a dream world is projected and you're within the dream, you're a dream body having experiences in a dream world. Why? Because the formlessness mixed with the sense of existence projected this experience, this body-based illusion. And the same is here. Only you will continue this because Maharaj, as Maharaj says, this is the long dream. And after the dream and prior to the dream, that's the reality.
Some people try to go from the me dream to a we dream, but it's still a dream, whether or not you consider yourself an individual, or if you're not an individual, which is a spiritually sound thing because you're not an individual. But so if you identify with sort of a we consciousness, that's just another step.
Yeah, if you sit there and you say the individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness, this is in a way trying to describe the experiencing of dissolving the illusory individual.
Right.
When the illusory individual is dissolved, the selfless self, this sense of presence, that's all there is. When the body is no more, presence is, but there's no experience of presence because there's nothing to dip. You know, there's no concept of duality to dip into to experience yourself. You are yourself, and there's nothing other than that.
Right.
Through the illusion of existing, you can experience, and that's why Maharaj says the body is a golden opportunity for you to know yourself. Without a body, you can't know yourself because you are yourself, and there is nothing above, so to speak, to know. There's nothing. There's no nothing because.
Yeah. Not even the para-atman.
Well, again, these are words used to describe, and all words came along with the body. That's why Maharaj all the time, he says, you know, forget about Ramana Maharshi is good, Nisargadatta Maharaj is good, Sinameshwar Maharaj is good, Ramakant Maharaj is good. All these teachings point to one thing. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. So you don't hold on to any of the teachings, nor do you really sit there and say, oh, they said this. What does this mean? No, it means go now and directly experience yourself. You have a body. So now you have the ability to directly experience yourself. And then that's it. Oh, so that I am that. Now I can't take the touch of the world because it just doesn't make sense. It's like, mind stops because there's nothing to think about. The thinker is gone. The illusory thinker that's thinking about all these illusory problems and things that are happening in this illusory life is no more because you just remain with your selfless self. And that's the black hole experience of being pulled in. You remain with presence. Just I, that subtle sense. And it sucks in everything. It removes everything. And yet, that's why Maharaj says, where all experiences end, there you are.
Oh, there's Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Hi everybody. John, what you're talking about is it's immediate.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not past, future. It's absolutely immediate.
That spontaneous conviction. You remain with yourself, and that spontaneous conviction. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am, and it will disclose all the secrets. You remain with the I am, the sense of existence, the selfless self, and that's it. There can't be anything else. That is all there is, and you are that.
And that is immediate.
Spontaneous, yeah. It would be a deep, boom, like a hammer on the head. Oh.
Yeah.
And you can't go back.
Yeah, and that's kind of addressing what Rami was talking about with the being taken by identity and thoughts. If you stay with the immediacy, that will happen less. The thoughts happen less.
Yeah.
And if you stay with a spontaneous presence that you are.
Yes. That's
one of the nice things that Nisargadatta said, and this is in response to Rami's questions. You know you are. Just be there. And that will very frequently override what seems to be the force of thoughts.
Yes. And you sit in meditation, you feel that, you know this just died.
But immediate, you don't have to sit in meditation, you could do it now.
Yes, but in order to, I guess what I'm saying is when you're in meditation, you realize there's this recognition, oh, so that I.
But this is meditation. Now, yes.
Now in your day-to-day activity, this can be instantly, as you said, spontaneously, this is all there is, but mind stops. There's no, you're stopping mind by remaining with presence, and presence will pull you in and dissolve everything around it.
Exactly.
Mind stops.
Yes.
There is no more thought of anything, but you have to be, as Maharaj says, you have to be fearless. Take one step forward, he takes the next step. You have
exactly
to go deeper and deeper and deeper in your selfless self.
But you can only do that in the engagement of this immediate moment. We can call it meditation now. This is in response to Rami's query. We find ourselves taken by thought. And so what is the antidote to that? What is the antivirus to that? It's the immediate spontaneous presence that you are. And boom, you're back in yourself again. You know, as often as thoughts take me away, I realize I've been taken away. And with the wonderful reminder that Siddharam, Ranjit Maharaj, Ramakant, you are the immediacy and the spontaneous presence. It can only happen in you.
But Martin, the problem is, as John told right earlier, that sense, like, you know, I is that presence. John is, you know, he was explaining that example. He's clearly aware that who am I in the real sense. But that awareness is going. You know, you are saying to know that, you know, be that awareness as I. So
And again, you
say
are
again.
Not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body.
But that, in a way, sorry to be such a if I keep saying I'm not the body, I'm going to keep thinking I'm the body.
Well, no, that's
if
to remain with the presence.
If I remember, exactly. If I remain with the presence, I don't have to think I'm not the body. I've never been the body. I won't be the body. What I have found useful is the reminder. When Siddharam said the meaning of namaste isn't I bow to you, it is naham maste. In other words, I don't exist. Naham. And I've never heard that from anybody else. Nobody except Siddharam. And so one day I was on the bus in Bombay coming back from Valkeshwar, and there was a funeral procession going by. And they were singing Ram Naham, Ram Nam Satya He, Ram Nam Satya He, Nam Satya He. And I realized it's Ram Naham Satya He. That means Ram exists. Naham, I don't exist. Satya He, only existence is, or however you want to say, Sat. And it was a wonderful realization. It was just icing on the cake. So I'm indebted and grateful to Siddharam and to Ramakant Maharaj and to Ranjit Maharaj and especially Nisargadatta Maharaj. What a group to be providing momentum for us to understand. It's the greatest blessing.
Yes, I'm afraid we have to leave now.
Okay.
So
thank you so much, John.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Hey.
Bye. We have to go.
Bye.
We have another appointment.
Martin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
yes, you're most welcome.
Thank you, Martin.
I enjoyed what you said.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it again so I can do that.
I'm going to re-listen to it too, but it was very helpful.
I'm going to listen to what I said too.
It was worthwhile.
Listen to yourself. Your selfless self.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good night.